Weather Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier-Mail. Labor MPs have blocked releasing how much money the state's corruption watchdog has spent, fighting to publish a report into a bureaucratic appointment made by the former Deputy Premier Jackie Trad. The Crime and Corruption Commission had provided information to its Parliamentary Oversight Committee, which detailed how much the organisation spent fighting legal action brought by Ms. Trad in the Supreme Court to suppress the report relating to her appointment of Under-Treasurer Frankie Carroll. But in a stunning display, the committee's Labor MPs used their majority to vote against the release. Mr. Carroll's appointment was referred to the CCC in May 2020 by the LNP, after it was contacted by a whistleblower who alleged Ms. Trad had interfered in the independent recruitment process, which had actually chosen another candidate. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at couriermail.com.au or download the app. Record-breaking rain has racked up more than $2 billion in damages for Queenslanders stung by construction delays, tens of thousands of potholes and more than 100,000 insurance claims. About 1.5 metres of rain has fallen on Brisbane in 2022 and it's already the highest annual total in 12 years. Residents around the Sunshine State have been devastated by the subsequent flooding, mould issues, a housing squeeze and disruptions to daily life, and the total damage bill for Queensland could continue to swell, with La Nina expected to continue into winter and more rain on the way. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The heartbroken family of Hayan Kapil expect to learn the findings of an autopsy after his sudden and unexpected death today, while the push for answers continues from within Parliament. Questions surround the five-year-old's death, which came within hours of him being discharged from the Logan Hospital's emergency department around 10 p.m. on Sunday. Logan Hospital last week reportedly had its second busiest day on record as the state battled an ambulance ramping crisis blamed on a spate of respiratory illnesses and patients not being able to access GPs. The hospital, along with Queensland Police, will prepare a report for the coroner. And working holidaymakers haven't returned to Queensland in the numbers hoped, with produce, hospitality and tourism industries still down 80% of their backpacker workforce. When the temperatures dropped and production ramped up, backpackers once poured into the food bowls of the Sunshine State to help with the picking and packing. That hasn't been the case this year, with some farmers walking away from crops to cut their losses. The latest data from the Department of Home Affairs reveals just 23,000 working holidaymakers were in Australia on March 31, down from almost 140,000 in the months before COVID-19 arrived. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.